Well, it's mutual in in some sense. Let me go back to 1994, which is when they first formed this union, and we went into the season without an agreement, and risked had the serious risk that that they were going to strike or have some kind of work stoppage in the middle of our season, and they were preparing for that. We know that, and it was a real possibility. And it would have put us, would have risked games being interrupted or canceled, and we just can't tolerate that. And fortunately, it worked out, and we got a deal, and it didn't happen. But this year, the commissioner and the owners were determined not to go into the season without an agreement, and told the Referees Association that they were not going to risk what we did, what happened last time, and we're not going into the season without a deal. So we need to get something done prior to the season. And they were giving us no assurance that there wouldn't be a strike, so that's why we couldn't risk it. And we've started a year ago trying to get something done with the officials, and we haven't been able to do that.
Greg, I'm sure the fans, for the most part, just want to get the football season going, and,
sure,
and
we
really
all
don't
do.
Care who's wearing the zebra uniforms. Where would this replacement pool come from? What kind of experience do they bring to the table?
Well, they're all college officials. Many of them, the majority of them, will be Division I college officials, very experienced football officials. Some of whom will have also have professional experience in NFL Europe, the Arena League. So we're not concerned about our ability at all to field to put quality officials on the field. So we're in the process of getting ready to do that. And have them ready to work next week for the last preseason game if the commissioner decides to go that route, which he hasn't decided yet. But we need to be ready. And in the meantime, we're still hoping to get a deal with the regular officials. That's our number one priority, and we have what we think is a very attractive offer on the table, and we hope to get something done.
Greg, Tom Condon, who's an agent representing the
sure.
officials, was a little upset that Commissioner Tagliabue was not involved in the meeting, the most recent, well, 4-hour meeting on Monday between the two sides. What is the commissioner's role in
yeah,
this?
Yeah, well, that was as I was quoted saying, that's a phony argument, which it is. That's a bogus comment. The commissioner's been fully involved for more than a year. Tom knows that the commissioner was here. And but there was no reason for him to get involved because Tom didn't come in with any counterproposal. In other words, he was not moving off their demand for a 400% to 500% increase. So there was no commissioner was disappointed. Reason for him to get involved at that point, just as he didn't bring Ed Hockley, the president of the association, with him, who would have to sign off on a deal. And so there was really no reason for it. For the commissioner at that point to get involved, but he was here and ready to be. In fact, he was here the next day, and Tom was invited back, and he said he had other business, and so he took off and declined to come back to our office.